USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The nation's two biggest airlines just announcing they are furloughing more than 32,000 workers effective today. American and United are laying people off because Congress and the Trump administration have not been able to agree on a bailout for the airline industry. Both airlines telling workers on Wednesday that they were ready to call people back to work once there is a deal done. First-time claims for unemployment benefits falling to 837,000 last week, a drop of 36,000 from the previous week's revised total. It's the fifth week in a row, though, that Americans did file fewer than a million claims. Weekly claims had been above a million for 5 months because of the coronavirus pandemic and the shutdowns because of it. Wall Street's been trading higher through the morning, and this is USA Radio News.
October 8th is World Sight Day, the day to raise awareness that hundreds of millions of kids around the world need glasses, but don't have access to get them. This World Sight Day, leading global vision nonprofit OneSight is launching a free digital children's book called Through the Looking Glasses, Stories About Seeing Clearly. The book features 30 children's stories and illustrations about seeing clearly by authors and artists from 17 different countries. To celebrate the launch, OneSight is hosting an online bedtime stories event where numerous celebrities, athletes, and authors will read bedtime stories to children globally on World Sight Day this October 8th at 7 p.m. Together, we can make an impact with vision care around the world. To learn more about World Sight Day, participate in bedtime stories, and download the free new book, please go to onesight.org/WorldSightsDay. That's onesight.org/WorldSightsDay.
Former Vice President Joe Biden's campaign setting a single-day record following his appearance in Tuesday night's presidential debate. The campaign raising more than $21.5 million on Wednesday. Yesterday, its best single day of fundraising yet. About $10 million of it came in during and immediately after the debate itself. While many say that Biden won the debate, which was described overall as chaotic, President Trump was taking credit for having won it when he appeared before supporters at a rally in Minnesota last night.
I did what the corrupt media has refused to do. I held Joe Biden accountable for his 47 years of lies, 47 years of betrayal, and 47 years of failure.
Americans can look forward to another round of stimulus checks once the next coronavirus relief bill is in place, according to the Treasury Chief Steve Mnuchin, who says direct payments to individuals will be similar to the $1,200 checks that were part of the CARES Act. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Unseasonably hot weather slowing down crews fighting wildfires, especially in Northern California. The Glass Fire and Zog Fire have been raging out of control since Sunday, and the fire danger elevated again because no rain's in the forecast all this week, but winds are. Nearly 30 million people in California are under heat advisories with temperatures over 100 degrees forecast in several areas. Red flag warnings in effect in parts of Northern California due to the low humidity and breezy conditions that could fan the flames as well. For the second time in a week, a SpaceX Starlink launch isn't happening. A ground sensor reading preventing the Falcon 9 rocket from taking off this morning, that after the weather wouldn't cooperate to allow a scheduled launch back on Monday. Twitter says it's taken down more than 100 accounts it says originate in Iran and that were trying to disrupt public conversation during Tuesday's presidential debate. Twitter noting the accounts had very low engagement and no impact on public conversation, but the company says the FBI alerted them, even posting some examples online. And Apple is bringing more emojis to its users. Among the new ones, a gender-neutral Santa Claus, both men and women wearing wedding dresses, and also an anatomical heart, a worm, a tamale, and a beaver. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.